Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. It is 6:04 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Baffin Bay Way now and check in with Captain Rihanna Dela Cruz, see what's up with her this morning. Good morning, Rihanna. What's going on?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you doing this morning?
I couldn't be better. And you?
I'm doing well. We got some rain yesterday. I'm real excited about that. Didn't have to pull out the sprinklers. I was fixing to have to pull out the sprinklers and get the grass a little moisture there.
Dries up this heat, doesn't it? Man.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, and it's been hot. I mean, it's been hot. This last week has been challenging, to say the least. It's been challenging in many ways. You know, our water temperature is reaching 94, 95, maybe even hotter up shallow. So those first 3 hours early in the morning is grind time. It's go time to get on to get on some really good trout. Later in the day, man, it's not impossible, but it just becomes tougher.
Right.
As it gets warmer, you know, there's a lot of sunlight. I just feel like that those trout, you know, I mean, their eyes are on the upper quadrant of their head. They're naturally looking up. I would just think that in clearer water, they're going to kind of maybe pull back into some deeper stuff where it's a little bit more murky, where they're not fully exposed to that sunlight. And you know me, I like areas where the water's a little bit chalky. It's not too clear, but a little bit chalky. You can really see all the structure. And here lately, I've been focusing on fishing a lot of scattered grass, mainly sand scattered grass beds, and just dissecting the outer edges of those grass points, and that's mainly where we've been catching a lot of our fish, reds and trout, here in the last week. There's been some pretty big trout pulled out of Baffin this last week.
Oh, I've seen that, man. You sent me some pictures, and man, that one trout, I just cracked up laughing. That 28 incher you sent me a picture of, man, it looked like a lizard fish. What a skinny fish, man.
That was about 2 months ago, or maybe about a month and a half ago. I sent that over to Chris Bush too, and I said, man, these trout are focusing on their summer bods. They're all on Ozempic, it looks like. I've never seen a trout skinnier than that before. I mean, that was a pencil.
A 28-inch 4-pounder.
Yeah. I would be surprised if that fish broke 5.5 pounds. I mean, just such an awkward visual with that big old head, and then you've got that pencil thin body. But that's how some of these fish get this time of year. You know, it's just,
I caught one like that in August 1 year down there in a tournament. I thought, man, I got a game changer right here. Got that fish up, and it was, I said, look how long it is. And I reached around to grab it behind the head, and my hand just fit on it like I'd pick up a 3-pounder or 4-pounder. I'm going, wow.
That's unreal, isn't it?
Weighed 712, and it was 32 inches long.
Gosh, dang. Yeah, that is a true pencil.
Yeah.
What time of the year was that, Mickey?
August.
What month? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
August.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because this time of year, you can see either or. Sometimes you see some really fat ones, especially, you know, here in Baffin, they have a lot of cellulite. They're a little bit more looser in their belly area. They don't have a whole lot of muscle. They're not fighting current or tides like out in
They just
Mansfield.
Swell up and stretch out. They got good stretchy skin.
Right. They're a little bit more they're a little bit more fatty. They don't utilize their muscles as much as those fish that are in the surf or around Port Aransas and areas like that where the water's moving a lot. So they kind of fatten up. You see that a lot more back here. Mm-hmm. Trout that are a little bit more loose, like you said, loose skinned. And so you know, sometimes here in the summertime you can catch one that's got a lot of fat, especially if the bait source is plentiful, like it is right now. They tend to munch, you know, munch on smaller profiles. They're not munching on anything big, but they're munching on smaller bait, menhaden and finger mullet. Not to say that they won't munch on a bigger size mullet. I'm sure they will, but I would just think that with it being hotter, the conditions being tougher, that they would choose something a little bit more friendlier on their system, especially with the conditions given. So, and that's why we're throwing the profiles that we're throwing right now. Little Johns, down south lure supermodels. You know, smaller jig heads. I'm throwing a 116. I used to throw a 132nd, which is very, very light. Now I'm throwing a 116, 2-aught. And that's just my confidence, jig head, you know, and a lot of folks are throwing weedless, which I can totally understand why, you would want to switch over to weedless. The grass, Mickey, just gets so bad in the afternoon. Mornings, it's not too bad. But in the afternoons, I know we went further out towards the mouth on Wednesday and fished a beautiful, just beautiful area, scattered grass. And when we first got there, it was probably like around noon. We spent a good, we made a good wait there. And everything was there that I wanted to see. And later on, as the day proceeded, and I mentioned this to my clients, I said, is it just me? It seemed like the grass got worse as we were here. And they were like, yeah, it definitely got a little bit worse. And of course, the wind was blowing, you know, it was blowing at least 15 consistently, 15 miles an hour, gusting every once in a while. But when it gusts like that, it's beneficial because it will row up that grass, and then you can throw mm-hmm. it between it. But over time, you know, every cast, reeling in a good little chunk of that seagrass over time, it gets a little frustrating. But it's just some of the challenges that come with fishing this time of year. And, you know, and even later in that day, I started thinking about it. I was like, you know, I wouldn't even feel right catching a 28 to 30 inch trout this time of day and making her fight. And the water temperature and just above knee deep, you know, mid thigh deep for me is a foot and three quarters. You know, I started thinking about it, man, do I really want to make a trout fight and catch her and put her through that stress this time of day? And the more I thought about it, I was like, man, I hope I catch nothing but reds. I don't want to put a trout through that stress. And so later in the day, you know, I guess it's more mental for me, and I start thinking all kinds of crazy stuff out there when I'm out there fishing. Later the day goes, and you know, the bite's real slow and your mind starts wandering, and you know how it gets when that bite gets slow, and
yeah.
you kind of start drifting off. And that was one of the things that I started thinking about, like, man, do I really want to make a trout go through that? So that's why the first 3 hours, I always tell my guys and my girls, I'm like, you know, first 3 hours, be ready. You know, I don't want to see you tying leader lines in the morning. I want you to come prepared. Have your confidence lure on, you know, be ready, because those first 3 hours are grind time. And right now we've got a lot of menhaden. I know I've mentioned this before. We haven't had a menhaden kill yet. So whenever we have days when there's very little wind, water temperature is really hot, you get a lot of sun, there's very little oxygen in the water, those menhaden are the first to go, and they all float up. You'll be running, you'll come across hundreds and hundreds of them, and that can also promote brown tide, which is, you know, of course, obviously not good, but it's just another thing that we see this time of year. But I tell you what, our water clarity, our water quality right now is just absolutely fantastic. The grass that I'm seeing in areas that there wasn't grass there even a year ago, so and that grass is holding all that bait, and it's also holding those fish, and that's really exciting for coming into winter time. In the winter, that grass stays there, the salinity doesn't get overly doesn't get too high, because I believe it has to reach like 50 to 60 parts per thousand to kill off that grass. And last time I checked, I asked a friend of mine who works for Texas Parks and Wildlife. She said right now in areas it's late 20s, early 30s parts per thousand, which is mm-hmm. pretty low for baffin, especially this time of year, because typically this time of year we kind of get into a more of a drought trend.
Yeah, and y'all have had a little more than average rainfall this year. Plus, I think that Packery Channel with that guff water coming in, working its way down that way, has helped things too. That's
absolutely
what Cliff thinks also. Plus, look at all the oyster growth there is now.
Yes.
You know, you know, just from that, instead of those too high salinity rates, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of contributing factors to our
right.
Water quality, and I think that's going to lead us into a very successful winter time as far as trophy trout
sure.
fishing goes. You know, every time I see pictures of these big trout being pulled up, I think back to what's going on with the Seven Seas and the South Texas Water Authority, and I told Chris Bush, I said, man, if we don't do something, and if we allow the Seven Seas and South Texas Water Authority to, if we allow them to use Baffin Bay, the trout mecca of the world. We allow them to use this as their dumping ground. You can kiss seeing that goodbye.
Because
it's going to absolutely alter. It's going to absolutely alter this bay system.
Nobody has an answer to it. No, they've never done a study with it, and it's never been tried. So, I mean,
and that's
y'all,
what
y'all
we're
are the guinea pig right now.
Right. Yeah. That's all we're demanding is a study to be done.
At least some kind of environmental assessment about it.
Something.
Gotta have something.
Goodness. Right. Something to give us peace of mind that what they're doing is not going to cause any harm to something that's so precious to us that we rely on for our livelihoods, our businesses, our hobbies, everything that we do. I mean, my life revolves around this bay.
That's it.
And so if something were to change or happen, it would affect my life drastically and many others. And so, I just hope that they decide to find another route as far as the dumping process goes. I mean, I'm not against a desal plant. I mean, I understand we need water.
Sure,
water's
a life source of people. I mean, they got to have it, but there's got to be some other alternative. Well, maybe they'll figure it out.
Yeah, I hope so.
All right, Rihanna. I got to run.
Yes, sir.
And I know you can only do one segment this morning. If somebody wants to call you about coming down and cutting a weight in Baffin Bay, how they reach you?
Well, my number is 361-296-5400. I've got some days available in August, so give me a call. Let's go make a wade.
All right. Rihanna, appreciate you. You have a good day.
Yes,
good luck
sir,
to you. Catch them up.
Thank you.
Later.
Will do. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 6:22 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Richland Chambers Reservoir and check in with old Royce Simmons this morning. How you doing, Royce? What's up, man?
I am doing excellent. And you?
I can't complain. It's all good.
It's all good. We had a nice week of fishing. You know, it slowed down just a little bit. Now the heat's kind of, I guess summer's finally arrived after the monsoons and whatever, but had a nice week and had a little turn in the way the white bass and hybrids have been at. Well, hybrids on a live bait bite for guys and gals that use that live bait have been good, steady, strong bite all spring and early summer. But our white bass just took a little hiatus about, a month ago, and really hadn't had any of that topwater activity that we're used to in the summertime. And then in the last week, it's making a little trip way up the Richland and the Chambers Arm, fishing old points in shallow water and whatever. But yesterday, as an example, I had a foursome out, and we had a 100 fish limit by 9 o'clock. So not topwater, but dropping slabs with a little jig above them, catching them two at a time if the kids are on board and want to do that. But it's just been kind of a, had so much water and rain, and we had spillway gates open until just last week. They closed the last two. Finally. So finally. I mean, it's been all spring that we've had anywhere from 2 to 24 gates open at any one time, getting rid of that water above us.
Tide water running through that lake, man.
and I guess that has something to do with, in years past, we've had that happen to us and have, springtime monsoons and the topwater bite. And once you hit about late June or July, it kicks in gear and nothing too different. But it's not just this lake. I've talked to some of my buddies over here in North Texas, Cedar Creeks and Eagle Mountain, some of those, smaller lakes above us. Just not a whole lot of schooling activity. It's kind of mind blowing. I'm not for sure what's going on. The fish are there. Not necessarily on the main lake, and that's not too unusual for the summer either. That thermocline sets in on the main lake, and they either go shallow or they go surface feeding, and we're catching all our fish 10 to 15 feet off points, humps, little, ridges way up the creeks that not a whole lot of people know where we're going, so we got them all to ourselves.
Well, that's a good thing.
Well, especially on a Saturday like yesterday, we're still extremely quiet on a Monday through Friday. I may see a half a dozen boats out, and I know there's more than that, but on a big lake like ours, you don't see too many people if you're in an area where people aren't fishing. But on Saturdays, by the time we came in to clean fish, 10:30, 11, there was the recreation boats starting to show up and get a little part of the action, and I don't know if that has anything to do with schooling or not. People that will run through the middle of a school when they are schooling will send them down. But just hadn't really seen any of those little pop-up schools they used to call teasers in the early summer, or any of the acres of fish that we're used to. So I'm not sure what's happening. I guess I need to get in touch with the biologist, see if somebody could shed a little light on it for us.
They would know, possibly. Well, yeah. Maybe not. I mean, hey, you're out there all the time. I mean,
yep. Yeah, I'd rather
hear what you have to say.
I got my own theories, but I can't prove or disprove. But I think when they put so many of these hybrids in over the last few years to kind of make up for stocking and the slowdown that it had during COVID, I think it may take a little toll on some of the other species, the crappie, the whites and stuff. Sure. But, you come off of April or May when your biggest issue is limiting out too early, then what are you going to do? And then you run into a roadblock and they just don't show up where they should. Yeah, egotistical to think that you can cover 45,000 acres of water and find them when they're not there. But, that's the way us fishermen think. But it's been good. It's been a good spring. We got a full lake going into the midsummer time frame, and it hadn't been that hot. We had those nice breezes most every morning this last week, even though by fish cleaning time it's 90 or whatever. But
right
out on the lake during that first 2 or 3 hours of the morning, it's pretty pleasant. And we had about a month or so back when it slowed down, we'd got the catfish punch bait out and been doing some of that. When you when you couldn't get on the whites. But I didn't get the punch bait bucket open this last week. We just stayed with the whites and picking up a few little hybrids mixed in with the white bass. But we're on schools of fish that are 99% white bass. And it's almost like a springtime bite on a slab. So I'm not going to complain. I just kind of curious what's happening. What's happening on your coast down there? I fish with folks all the time that come up from your area that do a little salt water, but you know we're sitting in a boat catching white bass, so we're talking mainly freshwater.
You know, we've done pretty good. Well, even with all the fresh water, you know, we've just fished around it and below it, and you know, the trout are starting to make a pretty good comeback. Size is getting better and more of them. So, hey, we'll take it.
What are limits now? What are limits now? I kind of keep up with it with my customers.
We're down to three trout per day in a 5-inch slot, 15 to 20 inches.
15 to 20, three, okay.
And then redfish is 20 to 28 of three, and then flounder, you know, 15-inch minimum and up five fish. You know, till we get in the fall.
Five fish.
We get five flounder, three reds, three trout, and then if you go for drum, you get five of them, five sheephead.
Well, that makes for a mix and match morning and keep you busy then. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's what we're doing. We're doing our due diligence to get our fishery back. You know,
get your fishery back.
Yeah, and then maybe, you know, TPNW will extend the limits. Well, that'll to be seen at a later date.
Yep. Well, they, you know, a couple of years ago, they did stuff with catfish after several years and several surveys and stuff. But, like when we do get the punch bait out, especially in the summertime, man, you go through a lot of small fish, throwback fish. There is no size limit on channels and blues anymore, so you could keep anything you want. But I've got a kind of self-imposed at least 12, 14-inch minimum before we'll put them in a box, so you at least get a little fillet off of them. But it's the lake has always been known for catfish, and I think when they – kind of legislated some of that big fish, throw them back stuff, it just helped the overall population, because you're throwing back and getting a picture of a big old fish that's going to lay a lot of eggs and hatch a lot of babies. So that's good for the overall fishery.
Yes, it is.
And I don't know if they might not need to consider something like that on white bass. You wouldn't think you'd ever say a lake could be not fished
on white
out.
Bass, 10 inches?
It's still 25, 10-inch. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And a 10-inch fish, you're not going to get much fillet off of it. We're catching tons of them right now. That's a first-year fish, you know, and just throw back. We'll close barbs on our hooks, and I cut one of the three trebles off of a slab just to keep from hurting so many of those small fish. So and go back and grow. And then the next year, they're a 13-inch, 12, 13-inch fish.
Yeah,
you
they're
know?
A lot nicer fish. A lot more fillet, too.
Very much.
You bet.
Exactly. So, you know, each his own, but I don't know, after years of cleaning these fish, I'm kind of selfish with my population anymore.
Well, so. we don't have to worry about those 100 fish cleaning days anymore. Back in the day, now it's cleaning fish is kind of at a minimum right now. Anyway.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, Royce, if somebody wants to come up and fish with you guys, give them some info how they can reach you, my friend.
That's easy, and we're headed right into that old six-week period between summer and fall where it does slow, so I can get you on the lake pretty much on a weekday pretty easy. 903-389-4117, gonefishing.biz, and hey, nice talking to you, Mick. Call anytime.
Hey, always. Appreciate the report, Royce. You take care.
You
Have
bet.
A good Sunday. See you, buddy. All right. Yeah. All right. Well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken. Check out their smoked sausage samples available daily in the store. A full menu of pecan smoked barbecue they serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Along with their bulk pricing, it's available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. Check out their homemade hot dogs, original and with cheddar cheese. hamburger patties, stuffed pork tenderloin, stuffed peppers, stuffed mushrooms. So let the Belleville Meat Market be your backyard barbecue block party headquarters. And they've introduced their chuck wagon patties. That's half-pound beef patties seasoned and loaded with cheddar cheese. And you can try their grab-and-go snacking products like beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and their dry sticks. They're really good. And Wild Game Processing Facility, it's open year-round. So if you've got any meat in the freezer you want to get processed, now's the time to do it. Check out their new sausage recipe. You got to try it. It's really good. The Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 6:37 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run to Matagorda and check in with Captain Bink Grimes this morning, see what he's up to. Good morning, Bink. What's going on?
Good morning. Watching the sun come up.
Yes, it's that time of morning. At Matagorda Sunrise Lodge.
It is. Yeah, I get to see a lot of sunrises. It's a good thing. And finally, the wind's becoming our friend around here. It was
finally.
Yeah, yesterday it kicked up. Yesterday, it wasn't as it came on yesterday. We had to go to Plan B and C.
Yeah,
Thursday and Friday, Plan A worked pretty good, but yesterday, man, was a little tougher. Shoot, kind of kicked up. I guess waited on Thursday and had all you wanted, you know, from about 6 to 6:45, and then that moon fell and shoot it.
It so did the bite.
It fell with it. Huh? I'm telling you, it was all you wanted on topwaters, and I'm getting out of the boat, and we left early. You know, we left the dock about 5 o'clock.
Goodness.
I told him we got to get to the spot because it's an early bite. And man, I got there and I said, "Look here, get your stuff. We got to go." And I'm, you know, 6-7 casts in a row. They're just eating the top water. I said, "Man, y'all got to come on because it ain't gonna be they're going to shut the thing off. And I'm telling you, at 6:45, they shut it off.
The switch flipped.
I mean, just flipped. And, but we called all you wanted, you know. For,
right.
And then we just picked and, you know, picked at them from there. And then got another little bite, at just a little one, at about 9:15, but 9:30. And it was started getting real, real hot, too. And, but
anybody get out to surf while it was calm?
I did Friday, matter of fact.
Oh, did you?
I rolled the dice. Oh, good Lord. Probably the best day I've had in the surf since the freeze.
Dang, that's good. That's encouraging.
Yeah. I mean, it was, and I had some pilgrims on the boat that couldn't really do it. I said, look, and they fished with me a lot, but guy fished with me a lot, but he brought customers and they were, they don't fish a whole lot. So we put a cork on it for them and do a gulp out there. And, I said, we caught them good in the bay yesterday, but we got a chance to go to the surf today. You want to roll the dice and try it? And he goes, yeah. And so, you know, we did and got out there and sat at the jetty first for about 15 minutes and tried to catch them there and just wasn't right yet. I said, man, we're going to catch it. If these fish are going to light off on the jetty sometime today. So I peeked over the jetty and looked out there and shoot it. It had about a foot on it, and incoming tide and a little roller. So we went out and I saw bait right around the end of the jetty on a little flat. I like the wave right around the end of the jetty. And I eased up there and put the old spot lock down and everybody's trying to, you know, get their stuff together and all that. And I said, I wheeled a sheep up out there and, holy moly, didn't get it back. I said, oh, okay. And I put spot lock on it and got that one in. You know, it was 18, 19 inches. And then, shoot, still hadn't made the cast yet. I wheeled it out there again. Oh, shoot, there's another one. I said, boys, y'all better come on. And so we sat there on that one spot. I moved just a little bit, just a little micro move, 10 yards, you know, here and there, but man, it was as good a topwater bite. It was a little bumpy. So one of my guys, at about 7:45, and we had had our fish by then, you know, got a little queasy. So we rolled back to the jetty and tried to catch some reds. And I watched guys there at the jetty just pounding them, throwing shrimp, you know, up against the rocks, just catching the fire out of them. But it was really, really encouraging. The topwater bite, oh man, it just, and we left, you know, just, it was a, and you know, had to let go of a bunch of them too that were over 20 and just seemed like a lot of, didn't have the big Charlie shrimp in the big 6-8s that's usually, you know, uptight, but a bunch of little, I don't know, they looked like 20 count shrimp that were jumping all around. And man, those fish were, whew, man, it was pretty encouraging. I hadn't seen that in a while. So next chance, which it probably gonna happen this week, is what it kind of looks like. We might get another opportunity to get in there, you know.
Yeah.
What I'm seeing on that on the forecast. But,
well, that's encouraging. Gives you something else.
It really was, man. I tell you, it was. It really was, and I was, you know, taking fish off and. Taking fish off here, going up here, and a couple of times, you know, I'd throw it out there, and then I'd look, and somebody have a fish on, so I'd stop and look at it and get ready to do it. And man, they just my be sitting there, and it took it out of my hands 3 different times, you know, just sitting there. That's when you know they're thick.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
That's when you know they're thick. So, but that was yeah, that was one of those days, man. You'll remember, and pretty cool. We especially at our age and been doing it for a long time. Those are just the things that keep you going, man. That you know, a topwater bite in the surf is just the things you did as a youngster, you know, that kept you going. And it's just,
it still does.
You still just go, golly, that was pretty daggum cool, you know. Caught a million fish in your lifetime, you know, and
right
on top, you know, and it's still pretty cool. Kind of like, you know, fooling a pintail or gad or whatever, or 50 teal come in and do it on you. It's just, you've seen it 100 million times, but it's still pretty daggum cool. So, but that, well, it made it a little easier this week.
What was that? That year, I guess it was before the freeze. It was 2020, I guess, when y'all had that surf bite going on with calm weather.
Oh,
and it was just absolutely stupid. Is that when that was?
I think it was 19, yeah.
Or 19, yeah.
That I think was, it was 19, or it might have been that summer of 20, before
I
all.
I talked to people that had fished with you and Tommy, and they said they fished all up and down the coast and had never seen anything like that in their life. It was just, you just had to drive out of them. It was so stupid.
There's a couple of times that I had, and they come every year, two or three times, and they always show up. We're going to be able to go to surf. I don't know. And I have to remember, oh, they were on that trip.
Right.
They had, two daughters that were, you know, 7 or 8 years old, and it was their first trip, and two dads and two daughters, and we went out there, and I just absolutely stupid. The weather gave us that opportunity, and what had happened, there were so many big shrimp pulled up on that beach, and those for a long, long time, and our shrimpers really got them, our Gulf Shrimpers there, Buddy, yeah. and Tyler, and I just really, I tell them, I mean, you wouldn't believe those Charlie shrimp that are up there. I mean, just how in the world are those big shrimp jumping? This looked like lobsters coming out of there, you know, and they right. were, and we were throwing topwaters up on the beach, and they were dragging probably 50 or 60 yards behind us, you know, those big Gulf boats. That's how many.
Oh, yeah, man, when those shrimp get in tight, they come in, Buddy. That gets the shallow. Sometimes their doors are almost coming out of the water.
That's exactly right. So, yeah, I guess that was about 19 or 20 when that was.
Yeah.
And it just, and, you know, because a lot of folks, you know, don't know that, you know, when it gets clear in the surf, you got about a day or two window. And then after about that third day, man, it's iffy because those fish, all the sharks come in there and you lose those fish. They'll move out because it's so daggum clear, and it's hard to catch them, you know. It just gets that way. It'll get muddy. Then you'll need it. All right, we need a little wind, muddy it up again, and then it'll get clear again, and then those fish will be back there again, you know. And it's tough to – it's when it gets real, real calm and it gets Caribbean-like water in the Gulf, it's hard to catch them that many days in a row, that because it just the predators roll in, shoot the Spanish mackerel, the sharks, you know, all that. So
right,
but we were. It was really encouraging this week. So I'm going to do my best to get back out there this week. I'm going to hope and pray that it gets calm again, and because it still was, it was a little bumpy still, but. We got a little window, so that's only about the second time that we've been able to get in there. I got in there in June for about 2 hours and didn't do real well, but this week was something else. And Tommy told me yesterday, heck, I didn't know it. He ran a double on Friday, and he said he went out there to the jetty, I guess Friday afternoon, and just put the smack on what he said. So
right. Well, that's good.
So
that's good to hear.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it is.
Something different. You know, they caught fish, you know, along our seawall and beachfront over here, too. So,
really?
Yeah. Water got right. Fishing got right. And, well, some caught them, some didn't. You know how surf fishing is.
Yeah, yeah.
Galveston Island's so long. I mean, good Lord, you just got to be in the right place where the fish are. I mean, that's.
And that's right. You know, it's sometimes
same way
in the
bay,
sometimes,
you know.
Same way. It's, and sometimes you can run right around the jetty like I did and pop them good, and sometimes they're not there, and you got to keep running and
You might run 15 miles down the beach, and all our guts get a lot more pronounced as you go towards Port O'Connor deeper and longer. And sometimes those fish are in that structure, and you can go that way and really get them. So I don't know how the guys in Port O'Connor did. I know I fished near Port O'Connor on Thursday. That's where I was. And but I can tell you there's a bunch of boats sitting on that jetty, and all those redfish are coming up out there.
Right.
Just it was something else. I had to weave through to get to where I was, weave through the guys around Bird Island. I made that long run on Thursday. And man, there's a lot of boats out there, and they were all bowed up.
James even sent me a text this morning with a picture going, man, it is nasty down here. Showing all the boats lined up down the dock, and he said everybody walks into the bait house, said, give me 4 dozen croaks. 4 dozen. Everybody says 4 dozen.
one of my daughters, nasty,
man. He said he can't believe how many boats are down there.
Man, I just don't get it. I just don't get it.
Life is good in Port O'Connor if you got a bait stand. Yeah. Or
and just like what
it sounds like, it's boomtown right now.
I heard what James said yesterday. You know, he ain't, and I'm seeing the same thing, man. I mean, I'm looking for folks with a soft plastic or a topwater on the end of their rod instead of a chatterweight and a tail hook. You know, come on.
Well,
man,
we got a new name for Port O'Connor now. We're gonna call it Chatterville.
it is, and they make a killer. You can walk in any little store in there, and there'll be chatterweights all over the place.
Unbelievable! I've never even thrown one. I didn't. You know, I've seen them. You know, and heard about them. I figured the croaker did all the talking for you, but, man, it's double trouble in chatterweight and a croaker. You're calling up the dead, buddy. Bring them in. Here, let me give you some chatterweights and $100 worth of bait to catch me a three-piece of trout.
I had a guy tell me that three dudes bought 30 dozen croakers yesterday.
Come on.
What?
For three guys?
30? Yes. Yes,
man. How much money is that? That's a lot
for three trout. You know, man.
Yeah, if they're $10 a dozen, that's.
And I think $10 a dozen is cheap right now. The word I'm getting.
Well,
I don't know.
I'm hearing a lot of dollar a piece. You know, $12.
Yeah,
a dozen. $12 to $13.
That's I don't know what they're selling for in Matagorda, but I was told that. I was saying, hey man, what's croakers going for now? And they told me it was $13 a dozen in Matagorda, and shrimp's gone up too a little bit. Shrimp's up at $25 a quart.
Wow,
I think so. Yeah, $22 to $25. But
when I was a kid, they didn't even sell them by the quarter of the pint. It was by
the piece.
Piece, you know, two shrimp for a penny, two for a penny. Boy, how'd you like to have been the bait dipper back then, having to count them shrimp out?
I'd oh, just man, I'm telling you.
Grabbing a handful and going, yeah, it looks like about a dozen. I'll throw them in his old bait box. That's crazy. Times have changed, man.
And you know what I during all our conversations back, you know, 2 years ago with the freeze and how we were going to do limits and everything, I was told off the record by Parks and Wildlife officials that, you know, they know there's a problem with the harvest of trout with croakers. They know it, but we're kind of too far gone with bait camps. There's so many people's livelihoods now in the last 25 years at bait camps are, you know, their livelihoods, croakers during the summertime, and they don't want to take that away from it. I can understand that, but still, that's a problem.
No, you put a lot of people out of business, man.
You will. So
well, it's just like guides, you know, they'll never have a limited entry because look at all the livelihoods they'd kill doing that.
No, that's right.
Because there's so many of them now. If they had done it back, you know, 15 and 20 years ago when they needed to, it would have been a different thing, but not now.
No, it's too far gone. And
yeah.
So to address the situation, instead of taking the croakers away from, you know, they just they lowered the limit, and so
yeah.
Which it hasn't you know, lowered it to 3 and instead of just outlawing them.
Well, they know, are really figured with, you know, with the tighter limit restrictions and everything, that it would have hurt the bait sales somewhat, you know, as far as croaker sales. You know, there's always going to be live shrimp.
Yeah.
Always has.
Well, been. I'll tell you, I think it has. I really do. I think it has. I just don't, just by my eyes and seeing what I've seen, you know, I mean, it got to a point where it was just absolutely stupid in East Bay, where, man, on a Saturday, if you had the kind of weather like what we had, what we got coming, man, I'm telling you, there were yellow buckets floating everywhere. And I mean, I could not. There was a couple of days, and I think I told y'all, there was one day there was 15 boats on one reef, and I think they were all fishing together. But I mean, literally 15. I stopped and counted 15 boats on one reef, and they were all, I think there was 45 dudes out there in East Wading. Bay, and wading, and they're all about 10 yards apart, and just sitting there with, you know, in 15 buckets at, you know, out there. And,
well, you can clean a reef off like that, buddy, even with a limit of 3.
Sure can.
Add that up.
Sure can. Add it up. Yeah. But what I've seen, I don't think, I just don't see, the lines in the morning that I used to see, waiting with croaker buckets. Wait, I just don't see it like I used to.
Right.
I don't. Yeah. I mean, I know they're still catching them, but I just don't see the sheer numbers of people doing it.
Sure.
So, you know, well. Just don't.
All right, Bink. Well, I got a roll, buddy. If somebody wants to call you about getting down to Matagorda, how they reach you? Give them some info, man.
All right, MatagordaSunriseLodge.com. August is a calm month, and it looks like it's going to start the first week off that same way. So we can get you out there. We're leaving early and getting back early, and like those topwaters. So
all right, buddy.
Come on.
Well, Bink, have a good Sunday. Appreciate the update. I'll talk to you next week. Be safe, man.
Okay. Everybody, have a good Sunday. Bye-bye.
We'll do. See ya. All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. Be back next Thursday morning, bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.